Time for our elementary update. Today we head to Union City Elementary and welcome in Principal Lori Vaccaro. And Lori, it seems like each one of the buildings across the Branch County area is a little bit different as far as the configurations with elementary, Coldwater with the grade leveling and what's been happening in Bronson. Tell people a little bit about the makeup of Union City and your grades and how that mix works for you guys.
First of all, we recently, when I say recently, within the last probably 8 years, brought on site a GSRP program, which is really a four-year-old program. It stands for Great Start Readiness Program, and the idea is kind of similar to that of Head Start. So we have a four-year-old program on site, and then we have a kindergarten through fourth grade in our building, moving our fifth graders over to the middle school. The thing that we've done this past year, which worked very well for us, was transitioning from one building to another has always been anxious for our students and our families. So last year, our fourth grade students, while they were here, began sharing some content teachers. So, for example, the math students would all go through Mrs. Mead's classroom. They stayed and traveled as a class to get the feel for what a middle school looks like with some of the shifting of teachers and rooms. So this year when they went to the middle school as a new fifth grade student, they already had that experience, and it worked very well. They were parents and students were very pleased with it, and the teachers had less time at the middle school helping them learn that the rules are the same regardless of which classroom they happen to be in. So that saved some time for them as well.
All right. Character education, obviously, a big thing in all of our schools these days, and it certainly has been the case in the Union City schools as well, right?
It absolutely has. In fact, We change themes monthly to keep things going, but a lot of them are intertwined. For example, we've just left the idea of ownership and, you know, taking responsibility for what we've done and what we could do, you know, being responsible with organizing our homework folders or helping take care of laundry, whatever the case may be across a child's life. And then we've transitioned into character month, and some of the qualities and pieces that we've described during ownership will stay true during character, and the students, especially with Thanksgiving just around the corner, literally tomorrow, students recognize that they can help out. They can show their good character by, you know, staying out of the kitchen if it's busy in there, or helping set a table, or just picking up the house, or whatever the case may be. And the same here at school. If someone in front of them drops a hat or a glove, you know, pick it up and hand it to them. So it's just making sure we're very transparent and having those conversations and recognizing the kids that are doing what we really want them to do, because sometimes they just do it because they didn't even think about it. It's very natural. And others, it's a foreign concept. So making sure that everyone knows that they have the ability to help another is wonderful. And then to be thankful back and use your manners is really part of the whole package deal that we try and promote.
So with Thanksgiving here, that means obviously holiday programs are right around the corner for Christmas.
Oh my. Absolutely they are. In fact, we have a third grade program coming up in December on Tuesday, actually the 10th. And then that Thursday, the same week, we have our kindergarten program. So in 1 week, we have two Christmas programs coming up here at the elementary. Both of them begin at 6. And then our GSRP program, our four-year-olds, will do a program for their families the following week, which is Tuesday the 17th. So absolutely lots of things coming down the road real soon. After Thanksgiving break, we really only have 3 weeks before the holiday break at Christmas time. So, yes, it gets very busy now.
All right. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving with you and your family, as well as your school family, all right?
Well, thank you, and you have a restful one as well.
All right, thanks, Lori.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Lori Vaccaro, principal at Union City Elementary, with us this morning on this edition of our Elementary Update.